Now, how do I say this? Things are getting ready to happen. I wish they weren't, but they are.
Green grows on the mountain top, and green grows on the valley floor. Green grows on the mountain top, and green grows on the valley floor.
Go where the hippies are, they will let you be what you want to be.
Still,
the hippie scene is really developed in the last two.
Since acid, the hippie scene
has been brewing. It's been brewing.
Yeah, it's been brewing, but acid kicked it off.
It's a whole different way of life. It's a whole different way of living. But more than that, it's a whole different way of thinking. I think this is probably why so many of the civilians have no concept. They look at the uniform, which is oftentimes bizarre. But it's fun. It's fun to be bizarre.
I tell you the reason why the health department is down on hippies today, because there are the people talking, the people of San Francisco are talking about hippies. They said they live, a hippie is classified as a tramp or a hobo or a bum or something. Because man doesn't shave, he grow long hair, wear dirty clothes and things. He live in cluster pads. He live in pads. I've slept in the same pads myself.
The hippie movement is probably the best thing that ever happened to this country.
As soon as a person says, I'm a hippie, he's not a hippie. You don't say, I want to become a hippie, which is legitimate.
That I see truth in this movement or whatever you want to call it. I see truth. I see life in it. And I think that anything that is truth will eventually overcome.
Yes. Now, let's see, we've set it up out here, Doc.
What was that?
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Doc Brown.
It's from the outside in.
Doc Brown is over there, folks, and apparently you people are over there, too, on the other side.
And out there.
Listening to the show. Well, that's the kind of night it's going to be. We've invited over some of our beast friends for the love-in tonight, Doc.
The what?
Now, Doc, did you hear about this thing called the Hippie Fest?
I did. It's where they come in, this whole bunch of people come in, they do a lot of musical acts, and they dirty up the community.
This is like a touring thing now. So you can, how can you have a touring group of hippies? Isn't that sort of counterintuitive to the whole machine, man?
Well, did you have to pay for your ticket?
Yes, that's exactly right.
All right, well, see, that's the difference.
You see?
Yeah.
See, hippies have now become capitalists.
Did anyone who was performing there use hair styling products?
Use what?
Like hair styling products, you know? Like gel or mousse or, like, you know, makeup. And, like, flashy sequins on their jackets and stuff?
I think so. Is that a litmus test for you?
That's one of them. Yeah. Usually, like, the grease and stuff should just be natural, not...
I can't blame you. I'm not gonna blame you.
Right. Thanks. Thanks for not blaming me. I appreciate it.
I blame those damn hippies, Doc.
Yeah.
Hey,
They're just trying to be themselves, man.
Yeah, but they dirty up the community.
It's just like a giant ping pong table. You say that, you know.
You know, I say, why do they do this? You say, why do you do this?
Why do I do this? Why do you do that?
Why do you do that thing over
there? Why do they do that?
You know, it's just like drinking alcohol, man.
It's the same thing. Right. Wow, those funny cigarettes.
Did you bring your mandolin tonight, Doc?
You know, it's along the lines of a hippie fest, I forgot. Just totally spaced out.
Go see if you can borrow that one from that guy over there that's playing. Maybe not like right now, but if he puts it down or something, go see if he can just take it. Because
you see, I'm kind of past the hippie stage, and if I went to do that, I'd have the incredible urge to do like John Belushi in an Animal House and smash it over his head.
See, that guy over there, if he is a real hippie, he'd just let you take that right out of his hands, man. He's loose, right? He's good with that.
Yeah.
Imagine no possessions, Doc.
Right. Imagine no possessions. I wonder how that would be.
I wonder if Joe Stax can. Joe Stax,
Well, he's conceiving of that at the moment.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking at my record collection.
Oh, my God. The voice of Joe Stax.
Where did that come from?
The voice of Joe Stax has suddenly appeared.
Wow.
Now, guys, I have to ask you one thing regarding the hair care products question.
Sure.
Does patchouli oil count as a hair styling product?
No, usually you don't put that in your hair. Usually. But
if you get it in your hair, it's just as well.
Sometimes you might want to put it under your armpits, if that counts.
There you go, because I figure if you're going to be at the Hippie Fest, the smell of incense will fill the room.
Right. Sandalwood.
What about peppermints? Yeah.
Sandalwood. Lavender.
Sandalwood incense. I carved it out of my own sandals.
Yeah.
Dope. Yes, we love that cheesy kind of smell kind of joke. Hey, you know, the only real hippie at the... there were two actual real hippies at the Hippie Fest last night. And one of them was Country Joe. You know that Country Joe and the Fish? You know that the Fish chant? I'm not going to do it because Alan Wiener will get fined $50,000 a letter if we say this on the air. Joe Stax there. You were telling me off mic before the show that you remember the old Country Joe chant there that they did, the Fish chant.
Well, heck yeah. I mean, hey, if you were like me and you owned that Woodstock album way back when, it was as close as I ever got to being there. They kicked off the one side with the Fish chant.
I'll give
Is
you
it the one that rhymes with luck?
I'll tell you. I'll give you a clue. It goes like this. Give me an F.
F.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Try to... don't finish it. Well, we got interrupted there.
Don't finish something you can't get started, boy. Well, anyway... Here comes tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show, man. Country Joe and the Fish. Yeah, he's still sticking it to the man, wherever he goes. Man. That's what we're doing tonight on the show, man. You should be in the action with us on the email. So send it now.
She hides in an attic concealed on a shelf. Behind volumes of literature based on herself. And runs across the pages like some tiny elf. Knowing that it's hard to find stuff way back in her mind. Winds up spending all of her time trying to memorize every line. Sweet Lorraine, ah, sweet Lorraine, sweet lady of death wants me to die. So she can come sit by my bedside and sigh. Wipe away the tears from all my friends' eyes. Then softly she will explain just exactly who was to blame for causing me to go insane and finally blow out my brain. Sweet Lorraine, ah, sweet Lorraine. Well, you know that it's a shame and a pity you were raised up in the city and you never learned nothing about country ways. Oh, about country ways. The joy of life, she dresses in black. Celestial secrets engraved in her back. And her face keeps flashing that she's got a knack. But you know, when you look into her eyes, all she's learned, she's had to memorize. And the only way you'll ever get her high is to let her do her thing and then watch you die. Lorraine, ah, sweet Lorraine. Now she's the one who gives us all those magical things. And reads us stories out of the I Ching. Then she passes out a whole new basket of rings that when you put on your hand makes you one of the angel band and gives you the power to be a man. But what it does for her you never quite understand. Sweet Lorraine, ah, sweet Lorraine. Well, you know that it's a shame and a pity you were raised up in the city and you never learned nothing about country ways. Oh, about country ways. Oh, about country ways. Yeah, about country ways.
And one of the big things we have hitting the country today on the high school, junior high, and college campuses, it's the marijuana scene.
Lost Discs Radio.
You try to achieve nothing at all times.
Well, if you're trying to achieve nothing, why do you put so much effort into achieving nothing?
We have nothing else to do.
Bent twig of darkness grows the petals of the morning. shows to them the birds singing just behind the dawning. Come dip into the cloud green laughing. I can't keep my hand on the plow because it's dying, but I will lay me down with my arms from the rainbow, and I will lay me down to dream. Oh, will your magic Christmas tree be shining gently all around? Climbing up these figures, the sun is tugging at my shoulder, and every step I take I think my feet are getting older. I see the crystal dreams unfolding. I can't keep my eyes on the book because it's smoldering, but I will with my arms round the rainbow, and I will lay me down to dream. Oh, will your magic Christmas tree be shining gently?
Talk I hear. Bunch of kids breaking into a house. An acid party. Some girl being raped.
This is a song with a message. I want you to heed my voice. I want to tell you all a story about this chick I know. They call her Amphetamine Annie. She's always shoveling snow. I sat her down and told her, I told her crystal clear, I don't is one thing you should feel. Your mind might think it's flying, baby, on those little pills, but you ought to know it's dying, cause speed kills. But Annie kept on speeding, her health was getting poor. She saw things in the window, she heard things at the door. Her mind was like a grinding mill, her lips were cracked and sore, her skin was turning yellow. I just couldn't take it no more. She thought her mind was flying on those little pills. She didn't know it was going down fast, cause speed kills. Speed can kill you too, baby. Come on in.
Maybe so.
Yeah. That's a good part.
Canned Heat. Going on. Man, Canned Heat was really cool last night at the at this hippie fest that we was at, man. And some of these hippies, like, they grabbed onto our car when we were making the exit on the scene there. And we couldn't shake them. I flicked a few of them off with my windshield wipers there. And I tried to... Man, we were driving... You can ask Chesty about this. She was with us in the back... She was in the back seat. And I was doing, you know, spinning around, doing donuts and stuff in the off the side there where the cars weren't parked, in the dirt part and the grassy part, trying to spin these hippies and flip them off there, you know, with the old centrifugal force.
I'm surprised that they would have the guts to, like, to jump on a Hummer, you know?
Yes.
That's pretty bold.
I do have a reputation for humming as I'm driving in my hybrid, Doc. Come on.
Oh, your hybrid Humvee?
Shut up. Shut up, Mr.
What? Yeah.
Airstream. Hey, speaking of people that need to be corrected, before we do anything else, we got to take care of a real bummer in the summer. Okay? Now, here's the deal. We get a bill in the mail from WBCQ. I'm sorry to have to bring up the man, and I'm sorry to have to bring up the whole capitalist thing right now. Jeez. But we get a bill in the mail from BCQ that says we're on two frequencies, 7415 and 5110 kilohertz of your shortwave dial. Well, folks, apparently our friendly folks that we love so much and dearly up at the transmitter at BCQ have once again, now this happens a lot, they've once again forgotten to put us on the 5110 transmitter. So I'm going to give the phone number of WBCQ, and I want somebody to call them right now in a very nice way, a very polite way, and I want them to know that they need to switch the audio feed so that we can go on 5110 kilohertz on that other transmitter, right? See, because it's only fair, I guess. See, so you're going to... Here, that phone number, Doc?
No.
I got to get this off the thing. Okay.
Oh.
Area, here it is. Area code 207.
Wow.
Where is it? All right, this is the phone number for WBCQ. Once again, area code 207. Where is it? Now, I would call, you know, off mic here, but I can't because we got our good buddy Joe Stacks on the phone from Pittsburgh, right?
And remember, folks, the lucky caller to BCQ wins a very nice 10-pound ham.
Yes, that's right. A 10-pound ham with a skewer in it that says Lost Discs Radio Show.
I want my lost discs.
You got to call up BCQ right now and say, I won my lost discs.
But
right?
You know how it
just
goes,
like those
though.
Punk kids did in the 80s with their MTV.
That if only one kid does it, right, it's not going to make any difference.
Right.
But so, if two do it, if three do it, then it can start a movement.
So what you're saying is we need as many people as possible to call BCQ right now and tell them that once again. See, if it happened once in a while, you say, okay, and I put a little note in the letter and I say, hey, Alan, you know, guy forgot to put us on 5110 last or whatever date it was. No big deal, but, you know, hey, just whatever. You try to remind them, and, you know, at this point, I think everyone should just call them up. No, we're still not on 5110. We just checked. We got that Ron Embry radio weather guy on there talking about Jesus. Now, look, nothing against Jesus, you know, but I'm just saying that right now we should be on there talking about the hippie fest and these hippies in the background, who, by the way, look like Jesus, right? There's the irony there.
Yeah.
They should be telling you what's what. A lot of people chipping out here tonight in the Lost Discs studio, especially out back.
Yeah.
They're sort of grooving on nature and each other. Once again, the phone number for WBCQ, area code 207. Where is it? And we're going to see if we can't get our show on the frequency that it needs to be. You're going to tell them that we need to be on both frequencies, 7415 and their other transmitter, 5110, 5110. Well, we're not on 5110. And that's where we want you to get in on the action. Now, people have got in on the action here on the email, because I didn't even give out the email, Doc, because I'm too busy grooving on nature and digging my inner...
It's on.
My inner me. What?
It worked.
Oh, it worked! Oh, we're on. Oh, we are
nice.
On. All right. All right, folks, you can hold your phone calls, because, you know, see...
There it is. The power of the people.
See, you don't need a cell phone. You don't even need a phone line. You just need an internet connection and a shortwave radio to get your job done, folks. The two opposite extremes of the technological spectrum. It's good old Cosmic Debris that emailed in, you know, his lumpy, gravy radio show that he does on Saturday nights on BCQ at 6 p.m. Eastern. He and Jane, man, they're digging it tonight. They should be here. They should be out back with these people, man.
Hey, speaking of people out back, you think if I got the lawnmower started, one of them might, like, be able to mow the lawn for me?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I'll put on the floodlights out back of the thing.
Right.
Here comes a guy we don't know who. This is somebody new. This is Sherry and Eric. Oh, we have heard from Sherry and Eric before. Digging the Hippie Fest show here on our Lost Discs radio thing. To get on the shortwave, looks like they're in South Indiana. And Ken and Marlene in Toronto are digging it on 7415. It's couples night here at Lost Discs Radio.
Is.
Wow. Well, that's... Hey, and this guy... You know, see, these people in Toronto are saying, what happened to the transmission on 5110? Well, all right. We got it back on. Folks, if you want to be in on that email action, go ahead, Doc. Give it to them.
Yeah, that's the email action. Would be lost at WBCQ. .us, is that it? I can't remember.
Yeah, it's dot... It's dot .us.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah, say it again. Lost.
Lost at WBCQ.us. Right?
Correct. Thank you. Hey, Joe.
Jim?
Are you feeling the effects of anything kicking in right now?
You should see the colors of my mind right now. I'm tripping through the entire spectrum of good vibrations. I've got positive vibrations going on right now. And if I can just, before we return to the love fest.
Yeah, man.
Has anyone heard from Kim Fowley yet?
Kim Fowley is...
Have the canyon people weighed in?
Yeah, no, he's out stuck in the canyon, man. I don't think
Topanga Canyon.
I don't think they have email out there yet.
You know, if you close your eyes here... Where we are, when Joe talks,
yeah.
I just close my eyes and I could almost see him, like I could almost see this talking head. just right there. It's pretty crazy.
That is beautiful, man.
Yeah, it kind of, maybe if the listeners are the same thing, they could visualize that too. Just use the picture that's on our website as a guide. You know, the one that says Dr. Doc Brown, Jimmy Knight, and then has Joe Stacks down there too.
You can visualize
what he looks like, and you can visualize him talking, man. Almost like a marionette, you know, or like one of those little Charlie McCarthy dolls. If you just visualize that guy with the little mouth moving as he talks through the phone line.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's you're getting into some really beautiful stuff, Doc.
Yeah, well, you know, I have to do what I have to do.
Was that Doc? Have you tried the Psycho Jello?
Psycho Jello, man.
I'm doing Psycho Jello shots.
Joe, did you say everything you needed to say in terms of putting us on a good vibe? Weren't you going to say something?
I want to interrupt the action for a happy birthday shout out to a new listener down Pittsburgh, PA way.
Wow!
A happy birthday to Christy in Pittsburgh, tuning in for the first time to Lost Discs.
Nice.
Wow! That's a stone groove, Joe. Stone groove. Joe. 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 Joe.
You gotta set your thoughts in every way. You gotta fight to live, a lose to live. You better hate to love, love to love. You're looking hard and waiting for some, what you call true, you're for sure, yeah. Nobody gone. Yeah. All right. Come on.
Threatened to disorient the local population by placing several ounces of LSD into the city's water supply.
Ah, that's different.
Yes, what a difference.
Making me a mess. While these people
coming from the kitty's nest. Old man, I think you're wrong. You're a little scared of something you're not prepared to find. It won't be so kind when you discover that it's in your mind. You'll see the child was right. Love's just a big white light. Oh,
is this trip really necessary?
So this fix says to me, man, he says, hey,
they're all alike. I don't care what you say. They're all alike. No matter what you do with them, they're all alike.
They want to work, they can find work. The reason they're not working is because they're lazy. They want to work, they can find work.
Someday there's going to be such a revolution in this country that the world is going to turn around.
Your son walks into the house and says, Daddy,
help him. That's what I'm telling you. They, after all, they got TV sets, they got cars, they got good homes.
It is the responsibility of every single member of these United States of ours to ensure that every Negro, every single Negro, is completely and totally.
I'm feeling person, and I was with them all the way until they started this black power thing, which you really can't.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm
sorry. My parents came to this country with nothing, nothing but the clothes on their backs.
It's private property that's the crime. It's the capitalists that are mistreating the workers so that it's necessary for...
War is an act of animals. War is an act of animals. Human beings are a buffalo. It's an act of animals. You have to be an animal to kill someone.
I say, when I was a kid, you wouldn't think of walking out onto a street and telling people what they were doing.
Business is business.
I don't have a... tells me that the commies are behind it all, and I don't care what anybody says. If you look at all the records that are available,
I really do. My wife and I have sat down and talked about it, and I feel very much about it. But I just don't know where we're going to find the time. I don't know where I'm going to find the time.
Well, listen, I tell you, because I've lived here a long time, and you just can't walk out the street in New York anymore without some idiot jumping out of the bush, some monkey.
LSD opens up new vistas and experiences to those that take it. I believe that every healthy person should try it.
Stop! A Southern California dentist has been eaten by hippies.
The kind of scene we're digging tonight on the show, man.
We couldn't get the mower started no matter how hard we tried.
No free lawn work from these hippies, man.
No.
They're working for food.
What we've done is we've decided to start eating the grass instead.
You guys, know what they're not doing, guys.
We're like, we're kind of like put out
for the man.
We're put out to pasture.
You go tell them not to be trying to smoke that wet grass out there. It's been raining all day. They're not going to get anything off of that.
Yeah, it's all dewy and glumpy. And
yeah,
yeah.
It's all dewy decimal out
there.
It's
kind of swaggy and soggy.
People have been angry. Listen how angry they are about the frequency problem. But, you know who it was? It was Mike in Keswick, Ontario, that emailed in. And he said, what is this psycho Jell-O stuff? Can I get some of this at Walfart? Walfart? Oops, I meant to say Walfart. Do they sell it at Walfart? Because the local Radio Shack here in town, they don't call it Radio Shack anymore, but I shelled out some earned cash for a new Grundig YB400PE radio so I could just pick up you guys in Chesty on our travels off to far-off places. Now, how many aging hippies would do that?
Hey. You know, he brings up an interesting point.
Does he?
Well, yeah, when you take a big corporation like Walmart and make a funny name like Walfart.
That's not funny. I wasn't trying to be funny.
You know, like Stop and Shop over here?
I wasn't trying to be funny.
You know the Stop and Shop across the street? We used to call it Stop and Plop.
Stop, Shop and Drop.
Yeah. No, Stop and Plop. Right. And then there's another one. Like, you know Lowe's, the home improvement place?
I don't know that place.
Yeah, I call it Blows.
I know that place.
And then you got the other one, Home Depot, its rival. I call it Home Cheapo. Kmart was always K-Fart.
That's enough. No. Stop. The lawsuits.
I love it when people make up funny names for big corporations. I think it's hysterical.
I like it when you just make funny names, Doc. Oh, my God. Hey, this one. I'm sending out something now. That was Yankee Dollar. That last song we heard, people thought it was Jefferson Airplane. Joe Stacks. Joe.
On the line.
Do you know anything? Every time I hear this group, Yankee Dollar, I think it's the Jefferson Airplane, because it sounds pretty much like them, but this is a different group. Do you know anything about those?
Well, you're sending them on the dot label tonight?
Yes. I got the LP.
Okay. So that would have been, the reception on this end is kind of funky, because I can't really listen to the show properly. What track did you spin?
It was called Johann Sebastian Cheetah.
That would be my pick, man. What a great title.
Yeah, it's a closing.
I was looking these guys up a little earlier, and it's like, Johann Sebastian Cheetah. That's so great. these guys were roughly contemporary to the Airplane. The album came out on the Dot label in 1968.
Yeah, man.
And they were from the Southern California area, and it's not much more than that. I mean, it's like they put out a handful of singles, they had an album, and there you go.
Sounds great in stereo. It sounds great in mono on a shortwave, Doc. Hey, speaking of, we're going to send this next one out. This will be the Jefferson Airplane. We're sending this out last week. I was out in Massachusetts hanging out with Brad and Gene, who are regular, longtime listeners to WBCQ, and they took us in on our travels last weekend and showed us a great time in Boston and surrounding areas. And so we're sending one out to them, whether or not they're hearing it. Well, they'll hear it maybe later at some point. No, tell that guy to shut the hell up over there. I'm trying to do a show.
No, would not be in the spirit of Hippie Fest.
Just tell him to peace out.
Here it goes, man. This goes for Brad and Gene tonight on Lost Discs. Radio show.
the Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Oh, she'd been on her psychedelic trips before. She'd dropped her acid before, but man, she wanted one more trip.
Yeah. She did. Look, I don't know what Chesty's done in the past. That's none of my beeswax.
All right.
But I know she's got a good chick pick up tonight.
All right, here's my chick pick. It's from the Sunshine Company, and you know they're trippy. At least, at least they're trying to be.
They better be. They better try.
I don't recommend this LP. It was bought at Kmart in the two for a dollar bin back. Kfart, right? Kfart.
Is that available? Is that available at Kfart? I mean Kfart.
Back in the day, and everything's a little bit too flowery and sweet. But
jeez,
I'm sorry, but right. this section, my exact chick pick, you don't know her like I do.
Nope.
Is a little bit driving. It's you don't.
Go ahead. Didn't you want to read something off the back of the jacket?
Oh, there? And on the jacket, I think it gives it a little bit too high praise, but it says. From the blackness of ignorance and hunger comes a kaleidoscope of mind expanding colors.
Yeah, man. Oh.
A world so wrought by and chained with meaningless ideas that its dreams are merely pastel-colored nightmares. Listen to their sound. Behold the wondrous voices which sing the nighttime bright.
That's
Sunshine
groovy.
Company.
Don't know her like I do. She never said goodbye to you. And until the day she does, you're never gonna know her like I do. And you can't know how it makes me feel to see you together. Your love is real. Just wait for the change in the weather with her. You like a friend and never bother with you. You don't know her like I do. She never said goodbye to you.
Persons twisted and gyrated in provocative and sensual fashion.
The joy of living unhung up.
Uptight?
Damn it all.
Persons twisted and gyrated.
The Lost Discs Radio Show, people.
Damn it all.
The hippies is often a strange.
strange world of which they live in, they take many trips.
With the go high scene.
Damn it all. And the trip of the hippies is generally an unusual one.
Uptight.
Sell the radio. Get rid of the subscription. Tune in to those other bands that do not broadcast in words, but broadcast in joy.
Damn it
all. The form of God is the joy of his discovery.
The lost discs.
Uptight.
It just so happens that smoking that stuff's against the law. Radio show.
You play anything besides a sweet potato?
Just the drums. Cougar drums and trumpet. Yeah. And I go up in the mountains and yell now and then.
You do what?
Go up in the mountains and yell.
Damn it all.
Way up in the high in the mountains and yell as hard as I can. Way up in the high in the mountains and yell as hard as I can.
And persons twisted and gyrated.
What's the purpose of that?
Lost Discs Radio.
Tune in to those other bands.
Doc Brown.
Sorry, Coach.
Damn it all.
I slipped on the grass.
You mean you not only play the sweet potato, you also grow them?
Right.
That's another great show with Doc Brown, the other guy in it.
Lost Discs Radio Show would. Oh, that's another fantastic one.
That's another great show with Doc Brown and the other guy in it.
Yep.
Uptight.
Damn it all.
Uptight.
Damn it all.
And persons twisted and gyrated.
Damn it all.
And persons twisted and gyrated.
Damn it all.
And persons twisted and gyrated. And persons twisted and gyrated. And persons twisted and gyrated in provocative and sensual fashion.
Uptight.
Damn it all.
While it's true that some of you will actually go to the moon and perhaps other planets, it's also true that in a few short years, this world will be your establishment, and you will be the establishment, and what you do or don't do about it will be your scene. Let's hope that your teenage children don't have too much criticism about what you did or didn't do because you were on pot.